is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
Welcome into Locked On Grizzlies, this NBA draft edition of the program, and I am recording this extremely late on Thursday night. Technically, it's actually very early Friday morning. It's like let me look at the clock here. It's 1:33 in the morning as I record this. So I want you guys to know I am here for you. I want to make sure that you get the latest and greatest that I can give you, and I'll do the best I can here after getting home from a pretty late night down at FedEx Forum, where the Grizzlies acquired a couple of second round picks and used them on Ivan Rabb, the 35. Pick, second straight year that the Grizzlies have acquired the 35th pick, and they also used 45 on Dylan Brooks. So a couple of West Coast-based players that the Grizzlies have taken, and you'll hear from Ivan Rabb coming up. You'll hear from Chris Wallace as well on those guys, some questions that that I asked both Rabb and Wallace, and you'll hear about Dylan Brooks too. All that on the way here, Locked On Grizzlies, brought to you by our friends at Outdoors Inc., also our friends at Grizz Essentials and SeatGeek. So big thank you to all of our sponsors. I'll tell you about first Outdoors Inc. And Outdoors Inc., great time for you if you are going on vacation, you're going outdoors, you're heading anywhere where you are going to be doing anything outside. Heck, if you're going by the pool and you need a cooler, something great, you can do all of that shopping at Outdoors Inc. Man, they've got so many awesome, awesome things. If you like to ride the Green Line here in Memphis, they've got bikes. Oh man, do they have bikes. You like to hike, they got hiking equipment for you. You want to go outside, and if you're like me, you like to wear sandals a lot, they've got great footwear for you to choose from. You want a cooler, not only one of the awesome Yeti coolers, but you want something a little more portable than that big Yeti that you got that you might want to, you know, take and kind of hang out and keep that as your home cooler, but you want to go have something that you can sling over your shoulder and also keep everything nice and cold for a long, long time. They've got that for you too, with the best customer service around. Five great locations in the Memphis area, Jackson 2, and online at OutdoorsInc.com. And remember, use that promo code LOGRIZZLIES. It's going to save you 10% off of your order. Again, that's promo code LOGRIZZLIES at OutdoorsInc.com. And check out those locations. They're a great, great group of folks. You're going to really enjoy working with them, and you're going to really enjoy what you get from Outdoors Inc. They're awesome, awesome people over at Outdoors Inc. Big thanks for their support of the pod. Well, as I mentioned, the Grizzlies get after it a little bit, and I guaranteed you earlier in the week that the Grizzlies would get a pick, and probably two, and sure enough, they did. Ivan Rabb was the selection at 35, a guy that, I mean, first of all, just to kind of get it out of the way, let's go ahead and just take care of it right now. I'm not the world's biggest fan of either one of these picks. I think they're okay. But it's really strange that so many Grizzly picks are injured or have had foot injuries in particular. Now, both these guys are apparently good to go. No problem injury-wise, and that's great. But go back to Jordan Adams, who had a foot injury in college. Jarrell Martin, ankle injury. Deontay Davis, plantar fasciitis. And now Ivan Rabb, who had an unspecified foot injury. And Dylan Brooks, who had a fractured fifth metatarsal, that little toe, in his foot early last season. That makes five picks in the last 3 years that have had some kind of foot or ankle injury. That's not great. Not great. And, you know, the history of those picks thus far, with the jury still out on Deontay Davis, but obviously Jordan Adams didn't work out. Jarrell Martin doesn't look like it's going to work out. I don't know. I don't know. It's a strange one. Maybe just a coincidence, whatever, but it is a little bit weird. Now, again, I'm assured that both these guys are fine, good to go. And, you know, Ivan Rabb in particular, as I tweeted out, too much appreciation from some folks and irritation from other folks. He fits the profile of what Chris Wallace has looked for, which is to say he was a former top 10 high school recruit. Chris loves that. He's athletic and sort of multi-positional. Chris loves that. He has been injured. That seems to be something that causes these guys to drop, and that gets the Grizzlies a little bit excited. And he was a McDonald's High School All-American. So that is another check mark. You add all that up, and it is a guarantee that he's going to be a Chris Wallace pick. And sure enough, that's exactly what he was. Rab is going to be able to, you know, come in and theoretically at least, you know, be kind of a big that can stretch out a little bit. Again, this is all kind of theoretical with him, but that is possible. He's got to get stronger. But you can see that he has a little bit of, you know, Deontay Davis characteristics, except with a little more shooting, a little more offensive capability, I think, than Davis did. Probably not as skilled on the defensive side, at least at this point. So it makes sense that the Grizzlies would take a look at Rab. And you can see that, you know, he took 20 threes last year, hit 8 of them. It was 40%, so that's something. You know, his numbers, though, dropped pretty precipitously from the year prior. Some of that may have been, you know, because of Konzo Martin, you know, what happened at Cal. I don't know exactly, but he had a much better year back in 15-16. And he would have been probably a lottery pick or, you know, close to it. And he decided to come back, and it definitely hurt his draft stock, and he ends up going in the second round. That's one of the things I talked about and asked him about after he was drafted. And let me let you take a listen to that. This is Ivan Rabb on being picked by the Grizzlies and several other things.
Obviously, I know a ton about the franchise. You know, I've been watching Memphis play, especially in the playoffs for the last, I mean, they've been in the playoffs for a few consecutive years. They've always been like a really tough team. Just a team that just competes very hard. So, I mean, I was so excited when they picked me. You know, I feel like it's a blessing to be a member of this organization.
When you look at the roster, Ivan, and see how many bigs they have or either have in free agency, how do you see yourself fitting in?
Honestly, right now I'm not really too sure about everything, like as far as the depth chart. But I do know, I mean, I'll be around some great veterans on the team, and a lot of people I can learn from, whether they're bigs or guards or whatever. So I just want to come in ready to work with no entitlement, just earn anything I'm going to get. I'm definitely excited to get around those guys.
Are you surprised a little bit at how things went, you know, given what happened after last year and you deciding to come back and ending up as a second-round pick? Is that motivation for you? How does that feel?
Oh, it definitely is motivation. But, you know, I chose to come back, made my own decision. I still feel like I'm better than I was last year. So, whatever happens, second round pick, that's just important. Obviously, I plan to have a long, very long career, very long, very great career. So, I mean, I'm just, like I said, I'm blessed to be part of this organization. I'm ready to give them everything.
Do you feel like in the pre-draft workouts that you had like an ankle sprain, right?
I did.
How did that impact where you went and how you were able to show out when you were?
I mean, after the ankle sprain, I missed about 7 or 8 workouts for team. And I think that definitely hurt me. I didn't get a chance to see me at all. Yeah, to see me compete for them. And I think that hurt me a lot. But at the end of the day, I mean, I got a chance to come back and I did 3 other workouts with teams who passed on me. And they weren't exactly full confidence before I got to do everything because I was still a little hurt. But I mean, I got a chance. So, I mean, those teams that passed on me, it's just time for me to get that motivation. Everything that happens has motivation to improve and get ready for the year.
Do you think you'll be good to go for summer league or anything like that?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure I'll be prepared for summer league. I'm not exactly sure about everything, but I do think I'll be ready for summer league.
So Rab says he's fine and says he'll be ready to go and says it's a motivation for him that he wasn't picked. And so I think that's probably true. What did Chris Wallace think about Ivan Rabb?
Ivan Rabb has always been among the elite players in his age group nationally. He had two very productive years at the University of California. Excellent rebounder, runs the floor. You know, length is in vogue in basketball now. He's a long player, very high character. Has a lot of supporters out there in the Bay Area. Have known him for a long time and are big fans of his. And we just felt he was too good to pass up. Everybody has development to do at this level, even him in the lottery picks. So he'll have to get stronger. But, I mean, he's got some serious gifts on the offensive end, and as a rebounder, he'll bring into the league immediately. Our whole group's been scouting him since high school. He's a guy that you had to really be prepared for last year because all the early prognostications were he was going to enter the draft as a freshman. He didn't do so, luckily for us.
How much of his kind of, I guess, drop-off in mm-hmm. terms of his value that you're talking about had to do with Konzo Martin, with the system he played in, with the way things went in Cal?
There's guys that drop every year. He'd sprained an ankle during the pre-draft process and missed a number of workouts. That probably didn't help his situation. But, you know, we're glad to have him.
So Chris Wallace, they're talking about Ivan Rabb, and he was the pick at 35. The Grizzlies in that trade, by the way, giving up the Brooklyn Nets pick next year, which is probably going to be a pretty good second-round pick. In order to get Dylan Brooks, though, they gave up what is going to be the worst of their second-round picks next year to the Rockets, who apparently just kind of wanted to get rid of the pick. And the Grizzlies get Dylan Brooks with that 45th pick. We'll hear what Chris Wallace has to say about Dylan Brooks coming up. Couldn't talk to Dylan as we did Ivan Rabb because he had some kind of a conflict going on. So he was unavailable after being drafted. But Chris Wallace talked a little bit about Dylan Brooks. But first, let me talk a little bit about SeatGeek. SeatGeek is where you can get really, 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 and I do mean really, great deals on tickets. You are looking for a show. You want to go see a show. You want to go see a play. You want to go see a game. You want to go see a concert. They've got you covered at SeatGeek. All you need to do is download the app. If you've got an iPhone, Android, whatever it may be, download the app. It is free, and then you can start to look. Find your show. Find your game, concert, whatever. Look for the venue, and you'll see the venue right there and the seating chart right in front of you. It's really easy. And then you'll start to see the little circles colored in certain colors. Look for the green ones because that's the best deal. They look across all of the ticket platforms so you don't have to. Don't waste your time. And don't have that worry about, like, did I check everything? Is there a better deal out there? They will make sure you are getting the best deal guaranteed. That's what SeatGeek does. And if you use the promo code LOGrizzlies, that's right, LOGrizzlies, then you are going to get $20 back on your first SeatGeek purchase. Go to the settings tab, use the promo code there. There'll be a little add promo code setting. Click that and type in LOGrizzlies, and you are good to go. You will save $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. It's awesome. It's guaranteed. It's terrific. It is SeatGeek. Again, download that SeatGeek app today. So the Grizzlies take Dylan Brooks at 45, the Oregon wing player who really played a number of different positions for Oregon, all the way down to the four at some time for a very talented Oregon group that made a deep run this year. And he was among those guys that really made a huge difference, hit some big shots for Oregon this year. Here's Chris Wallace talking a little bit about what Dylan Brooks can bring to the Grizzlies.
Dylan Brooks is what I call just a basketball player. I don't know if you say he's a 2, 3, 4, whatever he is. He's played virtually every position. He was a ringleader of an Oregon team that made it to the Final Four, probably one of the two best teams in the history of that program. Hit three game-winning shots this year in Pac-12 competition. He can score outside, inside, handle the ball, defend, and he's a very fiery competitor that was a leader of that team. And so we really loved his productivity, versatility. He's also been a mainstay for Canadian national teams, very productive scorer at that level, and just love the work he's put into getting to this point in the game. And you know, everything about his intangibles as well as his ability. I don't think he's going to be in the 100-meter dash at the Olympics or anything like that, but he's just a player. I mean, he finds a way to get things done. He always has. on both ends of the floor, and look at the success that Oregon enjoyed, not just this year when they're in the Final Four, but they were deep in the NCAA tournament last year. He's a big part of that success.
Don't you love it when guys just use the old, just a basketball player, buddy. He's got no position. He's just a player. And, yeah, you know, I mean, Brooks could be that. Could be that. Again, I think there are some significant questions about what is going to happen with him when he transitions to the NBA from a positional standpoint, from a scoring standpoint, from a defensive standpoint, all those things. But that's why he's a second-round pick, and I think, you know, you can make the case that he's worth that that gamble for the Grizzlies. And, you know, the question's going to be, you know, what does this mean, if anything, for the Grizzlies going forward for free agency? You know, what do they do with these guys? You know, they are not two-way guys. They did not sign, and they will not sign two-way deals. These are going to be guys that are going to be either on the roster or not, but it's unlikely that they are going to be two-way guys. And so if you draft them, you intend to use them. You intend to sign them to some kind of a deal. I guess it is possible that they could be stashed domestically. You could see Dylan Brooks in particular, I think, at 45. Maybe he takes a year signing with the Hustle specifically. But I don't know. Again, you know, part of that depends on free agency. And if you look at the numbers the Grizzlies have, I mean, they've really, you know, got a little bit of a numbers crunch here. And once Roddy Zagorats comes over, and assuming they pick up Wayne Selden's option, that's 12, and you got three spots left. And if they use two of them on these guys, then that gives you one left for all your free agents in you know, whatever else you're going to do. So clearly that's not going to happen. So the question just kind of becomes, what do they do with those spots? How does this factor in? And Chris Wallace says, well, you know, it really doesn't.
This has nothing to do with pending free agency, our roster. We just thought these guys were too good to pass up. We loved everything about them, and we had opportunities to get them. We pounced.
I suppose all that remains to be seen, whether it really does have anything to do with pending free agency or not. But for what it's worth, I do think that, you know, Rab in particular gives you a little bit of an option and kind of a fallback in case something crazy happens. You don't bring back Jermichael Green. You don't bring back Zach Randolph. I mean, if you want to go, you know, very young, at least you have an option of a guy that can play in that spot and be big for you. Now, I don't envision a situation where they don't bring back one of those guys, but I suppose it's possible, and that at least gives you a fallback option in an absolute, you know, worst case scenario. You know, I would have liked to have seen the Grizzlies go after Shimi Ojeleye. I think he probably would have been a better fit at that spot. I think Jordan Bell, if you're talking about, you know, Oregon guys, who was drafted just a spot later, or actually three spots later, excuse me, and bought the rights to him were purchased by the Warriors, of course, sold by the Bulls, who had a terrible draft night with their inexplicably bad trade of Jimmy Butler, making the Timberwolves better. That will hurt the Grizzlies indirectly. Bad night for the Bulls. But I don't know that Rab, can you make the case that Rab is better than Bell? I mean, they're pretty similar frame-wise. Not necessarily all that similar as players, but I mean, they're both kind of similar position at least. I would think Bell is the better of the two. That's my prediction anyway. We'll see. Rab, again, you heard him say he's good to go for summer league. Dylan Brooks as well. That's the expectation. So those guys join what is a pretty good looking summer league group. And yeah, we'll see what free agency holds in the meantime. But that's the summer league. This is going to be the most intriguing summer league for the Grizzlies in a while, with Roddy Zagorats, Wade Baldwin, you know, Deontay Davis now joining this group. And, you know, Wayne Selden's going to be part of it. Jarrell Martin's going to be part of it. It's going to be a bunch of guys you actually know and actually are going to be, you know, wondering about and wanting to see and wanting to watch develop as part of the Vegas Summer League experience. Also, you know, word coming out from David Pick, who is a reporter who covers a lot of international basketball, and he's got a lot of connections. He says Ben Moore, of SMU has signed a partially guaranteed contract with the Grizzlies for summer league. Typically, partial guarantee means, you know, summer league, maybe training camp invite, and that's about it. But I would think that perhaps that could be an entree into a two-way deal if they like him, or a deal with the Hustle specifically. For Ben Moore, again, a kid out of SMU, a lot of good players in SMU last year. You know, Sterling Brown, Jimmy Ojeleye, then Moore on top of that. So, good. I think he's a good signing. I think it's a smart move by the Grizzlies to pick him up. They'll have a few other guys they'll pick up in the next day or two to really fill out that summer league squad and those undrafted free agents that are out there. There's always a little bit of a scramble for those undrafted free agents that are out there, and the Grizzlies won that particular battle. So that is draft night. Grizzlies get 35 and 45. Ivan Rabb and Dylan Brooks. I think the aggressiveness is interesting. The fact that they traded in when they did, especially for Ivan Rabb. You know, that deal was done very early on in the evening. It was not specifically to target Rabb. It was more of an idea that they felt like they had enough on the board that they could do that and get a guy that they liked at that position. And then 45, I think, was specifically for Brooks. That was done, you know, as the night progressed. So, you know, what does that mean that they would go after Rabb or go after a guy really at that spot? You know, they had said previously that they weren't going to just draft to draft, but you know, now you've got a guy and you're kind of gonna have to do something with him. You have to figure out this roster. It's a little bit jammed up with numbers right about now, especially if you intend on bringing these guys in on actual contracts and have them be, you know, Grizzly players. Then you really start to get a crunch numbers wise. So what are you doing with those guys? I don't know. I can get it. I can understand the aggression, but they are going to face some issues numbers-wise, and I will be very curious to see how that gets resolved over the coming weeks for the Grizzlies. Let me give you a little note here. Next week I will be away. I've got family business to attend to, and so I will not be giving you any pods next week, which I know timing-wise is a little unfortunate with free agency coming, but not much I can do about it. So I will jump back in as soon as I get all my business taken care of when free agency really gets underway in about a week and a half, and we'll make sure that we are good to go pod-wise there. But I wanted to let that kind of just get out there so you know, and so you're not shocked if you don't see anything from me next week. Just know that's why that will be the case. Thank you guys, as always, for listening. Thanks to all of our sponsors for what they can do. Thank you for being a part of the pod, and I hope you enjoyed it. Again, it's a late night, so forgive me if my voice is a little ragged. It's been a very long evening, and I am ready to get some sleep. So this is Locked On Grizzlies. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll talk to you in probably about a week or so.